those are the different reservoirs then. The atmosphere is going to be interacting with the soil and with the oceans, and the biology gets involved. So there will be frequent mention of bits of biology as we go through the course, because if you ignore the biology, as a true chemist might want to, you get it completely wrong. So biology often get in there, they're trying to either mine chemicals out of the environment, or they change chemicals that are in the environment. So we have to often consider the influence of biology. So our focus will be on atmosphere, soil, oceans and fresh water, which is just part of the hydrosphere, completely put everything on that thing. Inputs from space, again like first year, we'll be neglecting those. Exchange of the soil minerals with the underlying rocks, we won't be worrying about that, but I'm simply going to talk about the nature of some of these rocks so that you understand how a soil is constructed. An exchange of these with the mantle and the core, again, is too slow to be worried in this course, so we won't talk about that.